Okay, this is Perek Zayin in Hilchos Shvi'it of Yovel. Now we're going to finally talk about the halacha of biur. Biur, which means normally to destroy. We know that from Pesach. There's a specific mitzvah biur that exists by Shvi'ita, and the Rambam is going to explain exactly how that works, all of its permutations in this paragraph. So it says, in halacha aleph, peir shvi'is ein okel mehen ela kol zman sh'osa min matzi v'sadeh. So you're only allowed to eat, okay, peiros shvi'is, peiros with the kedusha, with the sanctity of the seventh year, when that species is found in the fields or orchards. Shnemar v'liv hem techa v'lechaya hasheb artzecha tia kol tuasa v'echol. Okay, I mean, again, when it's, what do you call it, when it's available. Kol zeh shechaya ochelet v'nizeh. So what's availability based on? As long as animals are eating from it. Minasadeh, okay, atal ochel v'mashra v'ayah. So as long as the animals are still able to consume this produce in the field, meaning it's available, you can eat in your house. Kol lechaya minasadeh. Once the animals no longer eat in the fields, Chai Levaro, so Amim and Abayis. You must do beer, okay? We'll see what that is soon, from that species in your house. Zeo beer shall perish fees. And this is the beer of perish fees. So what is beer? How does this work? Alacha Beis. Ketza. Aresha hayulo grogros shvias viso beso. Let's say he has a bunch of dried figs in his house. Okaman kozman shatain tainim b'ilanos pasada. You can consume those figs as long as there are figs found on the trees in the fields. Kalu ta'inim in asada, but when the figs are no longer found in the field, asulecham osan shabayas, you can't eat the ones that are in your house anymore, elam avar osan. Rather, what you have to do, you have to get rid of them. You have to remove them from your house. So we'll see exactly what that formulation is soon. Allah again. Ahayulu peiros nuluvin. Let's say you have a large amount of produce, of figs, let's say in your house. Mechalkan mazan shoshudu suklai b'lecha. So what do? You distribute 3 meals worth to each person, okay, outside of your house. After beer is over, it is prohibited, whether you're rich or poor, to consume this produce, anything that's left over. But let's say you're not able to find anyone who can eat these figs at the time that the figs are no longer found in the fields. Sorif Aish, you destroy the remaining parts by burning them, or you go ahead and throw them into the sea, and you go ahead and get rid of them in any way you can get rid of them. Okay? So you cannot have those fruits in your house in existence anymore. Halacha da. Hayulod smukin shal shvi'is. Okay, let's say you had raisins of shvi'is. Okay. The kalu anavim minasadeh, right? Minagagos for pardesin shein hefker. So let's say the grapes are no longer found in the, what are called, in the fields and the gardens, and now they're hefker, meaning they're ownerless. Api shadayin yeshadalim b'kfanim shebesofa chatziris. But let's say there's still grapes, clutches of grapes found on the vines in people's courtyards, you can't continue eating the raisins because there are still grapes left over in the courtyard. Because animals can't get into your courtyard. Let's say you have grapes that are very hard and they haven't matured yet until the end of the year. Then you can then partake of the raisins, all similar types of food situations. Let's say you have a fruit tree that produces fruits twice a year. And you still have fruit from the first harvesting. Then since it's going to be two times that the fruit's going to be in the tree, which means there's two times where there's no longer going to be fruits in the trees. So what I can do is I can continue eating my first fruits, even though they're no longer going to be found in these first batch of produce in the field because of the second ones. Because it's the same species. But let's say these are let's say the fruits are being stored. I can't go ahead and then keep eating based on them. They should don't pay us because that's considered like produce from a different year. So produce that's stored for long-term usage is different than if it grows twice a year on the tree. Okay, kovesh is pickling. Let's say I'm pickling three different kinds of produce in one barrel. Okay, so let's say I'm pickling A, B, and C. Once A is no longer found in the fields, I have to get rid of A that's in the barrel. The miskloba harei kol kibuvor, right? But let's say I started eating that which was in the barrel, right? It was already ready for me to eat, and I started consuming it. Then the whole thing has to be gotten rid of. So too, just like you have to get rid of things that are for human consumption, so too you have to do beer on produce that's for animal consumption from your house. I can't feed my remaining, let's say, food, animal food, right? Let's say whatever, it's apples, whatever it is, after the apples are no longer in the field. Okay, so I can't do that. I can't get rid of it that way by giving it to the animals. Just like you have to get rid of the produce, so too you have to get rid of the money, any money that's Kedusha Shvias. Ketzad. So how do you do this? Let's say I go ahead and sell pomegranates that are Shvias and I get money in return. And then I use that money to buy other produce. The color in one of them, and the Shiva Sada, and now the pomegranates are harvested and completely from the field. The animals don't eat them. And all I have left is the money that I had used to sell them. Chai Labaran, I have to get rid of that money. So what do you do? Allah Fes. Ketzad Osek. Konen Bahen Ma'acholos. Mechakam Mosel Shuzdul Supply Ben'echad. So you take the money, you buy food, you separate out three meals worth per person. O Yashlich Le'amelech Olamatza Opa. Or what you do is you what it called, you if no one is willing to eat this stuff, meaning let's say there's no, you're not around people, you can't give you can't buy food to give away, you take the money and you literally just throw it into the ocean. Okay, that ends part one of beer. Now the other part that gets very, very challenging is geographical. Okay, based on the Mishnayos and Yushame, so there in the Shvias, there are three distinct areas of beer in Eretz Yisrael. Look at that. Shlosh Arutzos of beer. There are three zones or areas of beer in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yehuda, Kula, Hahar, Vashel, Emek, Eretz Achaz. So one area is basically the area of Yehuda, mountain area, the plains, and the valley. It's one chunk. Avar Yarden, Kulo, Shvelas Lod, Vahar, Shvelas Lod, Beis Choron, Adayam, Eretz Achaz. The second one is the western part of the Jordan River, which includes Lod and the mountains around there, and Beit Choron, with the sea in one area. The Hagalil, which is the north, Kula Elyon Batachton, the Tchum Tveria Eretz Achaz. The northern area, which includes Tveria, is one zone. Three separate zones. So basically, what's he telling us to do for? Because you're allowed to eat whatever species of produce that's there, okay, until the last of the produce is found in that specific zone. So for instance, if there are apples in the Galil area, right, let's say the apples will disappear from the fields in Galil in, I don't know, December, but in the Yehuda area in January, okay, I rely on the Galil area. That's where I am. I don't say I can wait until they disappear from Yehuda area. So as Ram is going to explain, Halach Yod, Ketza. Are you little pairs for Eretz Yehuda? Let's say I have produce in the Yehuda zone. Ochman Kosman Sheish Mosman Bechlar Yehuda Kula. I can consume that produce, right? As long as produce is available in that specific area of that specific zone. The Kenyan little pairs got a little claim every yard then. So too with the other two zones as well. Okay, Halach Yod. So these three zones, they're considered as one zone when it comes to carobs, olives, and dates. You can eat dates until there are no dates longer in the tsoar area. When is that basically end? Ad Purim, until Purim time. You eat from olives until Shavuos, and grapes until Pesach, the year after Shavuos. Who grow goats on a Hanukkah? Dried figs can be eaten until Hanukkah. Okay, Alachi Beis. Amolah Perish Shvias, Mimakam Shakalu, Makam Shulkalu. So, of course, make things complicated. If I go ahead and I take Perish Shvias from a place where the produce is no longer found, the species is gone from the fields, to a place where it's still available in the fields, Olakam Shulkalu, Makam Shulkalu, or the opposite, Chai Lavar. I'm Chai Lavar. Why? Because this is a din of minhag. Because you take with you, you carry with you the stringencies from your place, as well as the stringencies of where you go to. The Paris Arts, you have to the Chutz Arts. Let's say fruits of Eretz Yisrael, leaves Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Arts, to outside of Eretz Yisrael. Mizvarim Mekomad, you destroy them in their place. You don't transport them back, so to speak, to Israel to do beer. Okay, Alacha Yud Gimel, one second. There's a very important principle that's stated by Shvias. Okay, anything that is for food for human consumption, for animal consumption, or is one of those things that grows for the purpose of dying. Right? So if it's unable, what do you call it? If it's not able to be maintained in the ground, then it and its money that exchange it for Kedusha Shvias applies to it. And I be chayev to do beer, both it and its money. Kagon, alei halof, hashote, alei hadandana, ocean, ma'och lada. For instance, the leaves of wild onions or mint or these other things. Ukagon, a chukhim, hadadarn, ma'och labhema, or like these thorn type things that are for animal consumption. Ukagon, astas, akotse, minatsoba, and whatever, these types of dots. However, but let's say it can be sustained in the ground, going up Hua, Barachba, and Minitsovin, these specific types of dyes. So even though Shvias, Kedusha Shvias applies and money would apply as well, Ein Lahem Beer, no beer is high in these types of things, Lola demand, nor to their money. Why? Drain the sky of art, because they're always going to be found in the ground. You can go ahead and benefit from them and from the dyes until Rosh Hashanah. But since they're always found in the ground, there's never an opportunity for beer. Because you can't say the species has disappeared from the field. Let's say you have produce or plants that are not there for human consumption or for animal consumption or for dying. Right? If they're not to be used for, let's say, fuel, meaning to light candles, like burning, then it and its money shvias applies to. About Elohim beer does not apply. Even if they don't exist on their own, can be sustained on their own on the field. Elonenimbo is Rosh Hashanah. I can benefit from them and their money from Rosh Hashanah. So these are situations where these are not set aside for the three specific functions and mentions above, and therefore kedusha shvias would apply, but beer, the chiyah beer, would not apply. Lachatesva. Klipei rimon, that nature love. So when it comes to the peels and the buds of rimonim, of pomegranates, klipei goes in magarinim, or let's say the shells of nuts and the seeds, yeshan shvias, uldman shvias. So gedusha shvias applies, and money that used to change applies. Kedusha shvias applies to it. Ava ein lahem beer, lo demand. But beer does not chayv in these things, nor in the money. Lulave zradim achruvim. Okay, when it comes to what they call the tips of these grapevines and carob, Jeshla handle demand shvias beer. So both kedusha shvias and money has kedusha shvias applies to it as well. And beer, lulave ha'ala v'botna v'atadin. So these are things like certain types of like a pistachio tree, etc. Yeshan demand shvias, kedusha shvias applies to them. Ava imahen beer does not apply. Ava alum shalahen yesh beer. But to the leaves, okay, a beer, lechia beer would apply. Okay, lacha design. Back to some more practical stuff. Ezri shas beer, right? So when is the time for beer? Ha'olin be'esh yavolu v'noshe milon osin. So when it comes to leaves, because remember, some things have to do beer on the leaves, okay? It is when it is wintertime and they fall from the trees. Ale zesim v'ale kanim. What about leaves of olive trees and, let's say, reeds, v'ale kruven, and leaves from carob trees? In them beer, right? They do not have any chiyah beer, the fisha inam noglos akalos, because they never actually wither and fall away. They're always to be found in the field. So when is a person allowed to go ahead and gather all the fresh, moist grass in his field in Shvias? Until the bitter apples become sweet. And he can go ahead and gather dry grass until the second rains of Moses Shvias, of the year after Shvias, arrive. Until when? When are poor people allowed to go enter into other people's orchards after Shvias is over to collect those fruits? Until the second rains, come down. So when it comes to things like roses and cloves and chestnuts, kedusha shvias applies. Haketef, okay, when it comes to this type of sap, it's again sap that comes out of trees. Mina alum mi karim, from roots and the foundations and the leaves. Ein lo shvias, kedusha shvias does not apply. Yotzim de pagim v'yesh lo d'malo shvias. Sap that comes from flowers, that actually kedusha shvias would apply to. Lachav medvarmor and bilamacha. This only applies to trees that give off edible fruit. Avav ilan srak. Let's say it's a tree that's not fruit bearing. Av yotzim in alum in the karim. All the sap that comes out, let's say from the leaves, kipri shalahen. Right, that's considered like the fruit of those trees. Veishol dvalo shvias and kedusha shvias would apply to those things. Lachavav hakovesh derash shvias b'shem shishis. Shishis. Let's say you pickle a rose that's a shvias rose inside 6 year oil. You lock it as a verit b'shem mutter. So you gather the rose and the oil is permitted. Kavshu b'shemen shemotzei shvias. Let's say you pickle it in shemen that's from after Shemitah. Chai b'var ha-shemen. Then you have to get rid of the shemen. Sharei averet yaveshu, because we can assume the rose is dry. Run is chai beer. And since it's dried, there's already a chiyuv of beer. Vani lacha chaveis, finish the parak. Kruven shel shvias, carobs of the shvias here. Shekavshem b'yayin shishis, that you pickle in 6 year wine. O b'yayin motzei shvias, or in wine that's in the eighth year, chai levar yain. You have to do beer on the wine. Trei tam perishvias bo, because the taste of the fruits is in it, of the perishvias. Zeh klal. This is the principle. Peir shvias should is arba peiros acheros. Peiros that have kedusha shvias and mixed with other peiros. Mimimino b'kolshu. If it's the same species, the presence of the smallest amount is an issue. Ushalovimino, but if it's in species A and species B, the no same time. We consider the evaluation of the mixture based on giving off any flavor. And then Parak Zion, we will pick up Parak Ches B'Neder after Shabbos. Shabbat Shalom.